Blog Talk Radio.
And you heard Mrs. Mishaw sing for you. Now, I know you came primarily this afternoon to hear the discussion between these two great men. So I'm not going to waste your time any longer. I'm going to ask the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to come before us at this time and say,
greetings to you. I am Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality for my people here in the United States of North America, who has been here for 400 years, and their freedom indeed has never been achieved, and who are subjected daily, hourly, to opposition from the slave master's children to their freedom, justice, and equality. And they are blind, deaf, and dumb to the knowledge of what they should do, what they should believe in, and what they should demand. What the Muslim believe, what the Muslim want, is our subject, as you find it on the last page of the Muhammad Speak newspaper. First, we believe in the one God, whose proper name is Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises is due forever, the Son of Man, prophesied by the Bible, coming at the end of the rule of the white man's civilization, seeking to save that which was lost among this people that belonged to the black nation. Second, we believe in the Holy Quran and the scriptures of all the prophets of God. Third, we believe in the truth of the Bible, but we believe that it has been tampered with and must be reinterpreted so that man will not be snared by the falsehood that have been added to it. We believe in Allah's prophets. This is the fourth. And the scriptures they brought to the people in their time. Fifth, we believe in the resurrection of the dead, not in physical resurrection, but in a mental resurrection. We believe that the so-called American Negroes, the lost and found people of their own kind, here in the United States of North America, are the most in need of a mental resurrection than a physical resurrection. Therefore, they will be resurrected first. Furthermore, we believe we are the people of God's choice, as it has been written, that God would choose the rejected and the despised. We answer to that description. We can find no other person or people fitting this description in these last days of this world more than we, the so-called American Negroes. We believe in the resurrection of the righteous, also. Six, we believe in the judgment. We believe this first judgment will take place as God has revealed it to me in North America. Seven, we believe this is the time in history for the separation of the so-called Negroes and the so-called, well, it's not a so-called white. They are white. They are made white. American, we believe the black man should be freed in name of the white man, his once slave master, for he have no name of his own, but is going in the name of his slave master, which permits the slave masters to claim him. And that this name of his slave master can keep him tied to his slave master's children as property of the slave master's children forever, as long as he answers to the name of his master, instead of in these enlightening days in education and history and scripture, that they should drop the name of their slave master, seek names of their own people. Islam has the best names. They are the attributes of God, which is prophesied that would be given to them in the Bible and in the book called Isaiah, other books, and the New Testament. These names of God makes it impossible for a black man who was once a slave here to see the hereafter without having the Almighty God's name as he's taught. For the name of the enemies of God have no value. And that is also taught you in the Bible, that these names have no value. You should accept your own name, which is a divine name, which gives to you a future forever. For as long as God liveth, as long as his name will live. This is taught to you by the Bible. By this we mean that you should be freed from the names imposed upon you by your former slave masters. Names which identify you as being his property. We believe that if we are free indeed, we should go for our own self and for our own people's name, as white people goes in white people's name. The black people of the earth is what we should be called after, by their name. Eight, we believe in justice for all. Whether in God or not, a man should have justice. We believe as others that we are due equal justice as human beings. We believe in the equality as a nation of equal. We do not believe that we are equal with our slave master their children's. Our status is only a free slave people here. We cannot say that we are equal with the owners of the country when we have nothing in it that we can call our own. We recognize and respect America, the American citizens, as the true citizens of the country that is called America, and is the only independent people. They are independent under the name America. We respect their laws which governs this nation. They made them. They are their laws. And we are only free slaves. Why should not we respect their laws? As long as their law does not conflict with our belief and our on God and in the religion of our God and people of Islam. We believe, ninth, that the offer of integration is hypocritical and is made by those who are trying to deceive. We, the black people in America and elsewhere, into believing that their 400-year-old open slave masters and his children who are not secret enemies of ours, but open enemies of ours, of freedom, justice, and equality. All of a sudden now have turned to be our friends by offering to us their women folks and making rosy promise to us for higher positions, jobs, up into the slave master's children's offices, wherein we never was before offered no such opportunity. This is deceiving the American so-called Negro. He don't once take a thought that there is no future for America. When America is now hated by the nations of the world, and God himself have poured out his own chastisement of plaguing America with storms, with hail, snow, earthquake is to follow, and such terrific storms that is not known in the annals of the history of America for near 500 years now here in the Western Hemisphere. All of these things is witnessed by your own eyes, your ears, as the judgment of God upon the wicked cannot be hidden. He don't do things in secret. When it comes to punishing an adversary of his, he makes his judgment open so that everyone will know that he's justified in executing judgment upon the people because of their evil doings. And he makes that evil absolutely manifest as he's making America to show the world her evils. Killing, murdering, raping, and indecency, practices going on every hour in America. Gambling, robbery, everything of evil is going on. Little children resorting to evil that never was witnessed by grown-ups before. But it is going on here in America. Her evil is made manifest. Her hatred of the black so-called Negroes in America is made manifest. And the truth is made manifest that they are not a people that you could expect to do anything other than what they are doing. Because they was not made to do righteousness. They was made to do evil. And this is where that you actually is deceived and have taken a people to be of right belief in thinkings and doings. And that God is happy with that people and that you should accept their guidance. This is where you got lost, blinded, and now deaf to the hearings of the truth. It is due to you taking the enemies of God for friends. Now, after these 400 years, we have not received freedom, justice, and equality, as you are begging for all the time, without one square foot of North America to stand firmly on. Instead of asking for a home on this earth that you can call your own, you're asking for nothing but employment, eternal employment for you and your children. The future is opening up for better learnings. Your children will rise up and condemn you for making such requests as you are making today for nothing but a job, nothing but something to live under as a shelter, run the rats out of it, run the bugs out of it, and let me have a home with you. White folks, though you have freed us for 100 years, and we don't have no sense at all and don't care to go for ourselves, we don't want the responsibility of caring for self or seeking a future for ourselves. So do as you have always done for our fathers in slavery. Give us some work to do and give us some old houses, repair them, and let us live for you. This is a very, very dumb thing that you are saying and asking for after 100 years of freedom. You won't even speak a good word for that which is good for you. You'd rather suffer yourself and be deprived of some of this earth that you can call your own to satisfy those who don't want you to be independent, the white race. All of this is deception and is intended to prevent you from realizing that the time that is prophesied in the history of you today has arrived for such salvation and for the separation from the white people of North America, who has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be your really open enemies and lastly the murderers of you at will. If the white people are truthfully and would like to give you a future as they profess to be your friends? They can prove it by dividing up America with you and me. Let them give us some of this 48, 50 states they have acquired, even by our sweat and blood. We do not believe that America will ever be able in the future to furnish enough jobs for on millions of unemployed. In addition to jobs for we, that now numbers over 22 million people as well. Thank you, Over. Do you think so? I don't think you think so. With the way the world, of course, is directed today, no peace for war, no friends, no commercialization with unfriendly nation unless you give them these things. North America, the white man and his evil doings, and making war all over the earth for other people who dare to come here and make war with him, have become the enemies of the white people forever. We have to look for self. We have to look to our God and our people, who shall live forever. We believe that we are who are declared ourselves to be righteous Muslims should not participate in wars which take the lives of human beings and innocent human beings at that. We are told to shoot and kill, cut and kill those who are pointed out to us. We are also killed up and down the streets and all up and down the highways throughout the country for nothing. We are also deprived of freedom, justice, and equality. We are envied if we are prosperous. We are hated if we become progressive people. Every step then is taken to bring you down to your knees and poverty. It has been proven that the white people likes Negroes always suffering for the necessity of life. In this way, they say they can rule you. They don't want you with anything. You have this time and again proven. Eleven, we believe our women should be respected and protected, and we should do that. This will make other nations to respect them. We should respect them ourselves. As the women of other nationalities are nations, they are respected and protected. 12, we believe in that Allah appear in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, July the 4th, 1930, is the long-awaited Messiah of the Christians' prophesying preachings, and is the long-awaited Mahdi of the Muslims. We believe, further and lastly, that Allah is God, and besides Him there is no God. And He will bring about a universal government of peace among the nations who want that peace, and will work forward in unity and in truth to bring it about, wherein they can live in peace together. for help. What the Muslim want? This is the question asked most frequently by the whites and the blacks as well. The answer to this question I shall state as simply as possible. First, we want freedom. We want a full and complete freedom, a freedom indeed, that's what we mean. Second, we want justice, equal justice under the law in which the white man has set forth in his courts for the people of the land. We want justice applied equally to all, regardless of creed or class or color. Third, we want equal, equality of opportunity. We want equal membership in society with the best of society, civilized society, clean society. This is the kind of society that the righteous seek. We know we must qualify for such membership. This is what we're trying to do every day. And the world knows we are. But we are not let alone by the enemy who wants us to stay in filth where we will be rejected by clean society membership. Fourth, we want our people in America whose parents and grandparents were descendants from slave masters' children. The slave, master's slave, pardon me, to be allowed to be established in a separate state or territory to themselves, to ourselves, I should say, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to provide such land and that the area should be fertile and minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate zone or state territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs as we have been so loyal, gentle to them for 400 years to help them build for themselves a heaven here in the Western Hemisphere. Since we cannot get along with them in peace, meaning the white folks, and cannot have equal chance with them to become their equal after giving them for 400 years of our sweat and blood and receiving in return for such faithfulness and loyalty to our slave master's children. The worst treatment that human beings have ever experienced or been subjected to since that man been on the face of the earth. We believe our contribution to the land and to the suffering forced upon us by white America justifies our demand for complete separation in a state or territory of our own. We feel want freedom for all believers of Islam now held in federal prison. We want freedom for all black men and women here in this Western Hemisphere. That some of them is now under death sentences in innumerous prisons in the United States of North America. We want every black man